Hey everybody, it's Rick. I want to welcome you back to the Nomad Pastor Podcast. I hope you had a blessed week and that everything you've done has been a blessing to you and a blessing to other people. I know sometimes it's hard, but that's what we strive to do, right? Every day, be a little bit more like Christ than we were the day before. And so what I want to talk about today, I want to talk about outreach and evangelism. I want to kind of talk about what the difference is between the two. I think that sometimes we get confused. I mean, this is a question that I personally ask myself a lot, you know. I find myself asking the question, am I fulfilling the Great Commission? You know, and openly at times I don't know that I am. I don't feel like I am. And, you know, I had read this book called Conspiracy of Kindness, which a unique approach to sharing the love of Jesus by Steve, I'm going to butcher his last name, but it's Sjogren, which is S-J-O-G-R-E-N. Now, this book gave me a lot of things to consider when you think about doing outreach. And I think I still question the difference between outreach and evangelism. Like, what is it really? Or how do I know? Or, I mean, will I ever know if I'm making disciples? You know, in Christianity, a disciple primarily refers to somebody who's a follower of Christ, right? That word disciple, the ancient word, in the ancient world is a follower or, you know, somebody who follows the teacher. And if you just look through history, I mean, I could probably talk for hours about what it means to be a disciple. But what we're talking about is outreach. And so, you know, the best description that I can find in all of my research for outreach is physically helping people, right? Outreach is physically providing for somebody's need. You know, you're physically feeding people, you're physically clothing people, you're physically helping people. That's what outreach is. It's feeding the hungry. And that doesn't necessarily mean food, right? You may be feeding them with something else. But in James chapter 2, verses 14 to 17, it says, "What good is it, my brothers and sisters, if someone claims to have faith but has no deeds? Can such faith save them? Suppose a brother or sister is without clothes or daily food. If one of you says to them, 'Go in peace, keep warm and well fed,' but does nothing about their physical needs, what good is it? In the same way, faith by itself, if it is not accompanied by action, is dead." This, to me, is an amazing example of what the Bible says about outreach. And in Galatians 5:13, it says, "You, my brothers and sisters, were called to be free, but do not use your freedom to indulge in the flesh. Rather, serve one another humbly in love." You see, outreach is as simple as providing a bottle of water to someone who's thirsty. And I know that may seem minor, but that bottle of water might save them. It might be the love they need. Right? In Matthew 10:42, Jesus says, "And if anyone gives even a cup of cold water to one of these little ones who is my disciple, truly I tell you, that person will certainly not lose their reward." You see, outreach, like I said, is meeting the physical needs of people. It is a Christian service that we are supposed to provide for our communities. And by doing outreach, by providing that physical need to unbelievers, we are giving them a glimpse of the love that Christ provides. We're giving them the glimpse of that love through us. We have to take the love outside the walls of our homes and outside the church building. We have to continually do that to the community. You know, I've done a couple other podcasts about church and, you know, how church is not a building, But this is important. We have to allow everyone to see how our hearts have been changed by the action that we do all the time, not just when it's convenient. Now, if we look at evangelism, right? We're called to make disciples of all nations. That's what the Great Commission says. And I know that evangelism can be some big scary word to a lot of people, especially Christians. Like, ooh, I can't go do that. It's something that we fear because we don't mess it up. We don't want to mess up. We don't want to drive people away. You know, on a future podcast, you'll hear, you know, I've done interviews with several people and I haven't put those up yet, but we talk a lot about fear, right? Fear can stop us. It's fear of being wrong. And somebody asked me, he said, well, you know, what's wrong? And my only reply to that could be, well, I guess if it's of God, it's not wrong. If it's truly from God, it's right. So we'll get back to evangelism. In the simplest form, you know, like outreach is meeting the physical needs of somebody. Evangelism is meeting the spiritual need. It's spiritually helping people, teaching them the good news, right? That same news that we were told by somebody, I was told by somebody else. It could have been a friend or a family member. But if we didn't hear it from them, where would we be today? You know, maybe we would be here, maybe we wouldn't. I mean, it's God's plan. But I know a lot of people fear evangelism. They just fear that word. Like, what do I have to do? And I've heard a ton of people say, that's not my calling. It's not my calling to do that. I would say it's everyone's calling. You don't have to agree with me, but it's everyone's calling. Now, it may not be your spiritual gift, but we are commanded to, you know, that's the Great Commission, right? That's what we're commanded to do. So look, before you start to sweat, you know, behind your fingers, I want you to give me a chance to explain. In all the Gospels, right, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, it's clear what we're supposed to do. This wasn't just for the apostles or the teachers. This is the commandment for everyone. Everyone that believes that Christ is our Lord, that came to the earth as a man to die for our sins, that he rose 3 days later. Jesus did this to protect us, to give us his grace, and all that he asks is that we follow him. So you can read Matthew 28, 18 through 20, Mark 16, 15, Luke 24, 45 through 47, or John 20, 21. Each of them, it's going to say the same thing, maybe with different words. But I'm going to read what it says from the Gospel of John. John 20, verse 21. It says, again, Jesus said, peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you. And then Paul in 2 Timothy writes, in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 2 through 5, he says, preach the word. Be prepared in season and out of season. Correct, rebuke, and encourage with great patience and careful instruction. For the time will come when people will not put up with sound doctrine. Instead, to suit their own desires, they will gather around them a great number of teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear. They will turn their ears away from the truth and turn aside the myths. But you, keep your head in all situations. Endure hardship. Do the work of an evangelist. Just discharge all of the duties of your ministry. You see, this is an important part of Scripture. This letter was a very specific call to action for Timothy from Paul. And if we go back, you know, that was chapter 4. If we go back to chapter 3, verses 16 to 17 in 2 Timothy, it's clear. We start with 16. It says, all scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. Look, I don't know about you, but that's very clear to me. Paul knew the struggles people would have preaching the word. But up to this point, Paul has endured these struggles more than any other disciple. You know, just like Paul was equipped, so are we. We have the same message that he did. The message has never changed, and it never will. So as I said, you know, evangelism is meeting the spiritual need of people. It's important. Let's not overlook that evangelism is meeting our commitment to Christ as well. It's sharing with people so they can be saved by Jesus, so they can avoid an eternity of suffering for their sins. Now look, we can't save them, right? That is, we don't provide salvation. That's up to Christ and the Spirit, right? It's all about the Trinity. But only when people hear the gospel can they be called to true repentance and then be saved. We have to go into our communities. We have to be there for the people who are lost, the people who are often marginalized in society, the people who are often forgotten. If I was going to just kind of try to wrap this up, both outreach and evangelism are included in the gospel, right? The outreach is the healing and feeding, and the evangelism is teaching and preaching. They're both noble actions, and they both bring honor to God. Right? In Luke, the Apostle Luke writes in chapter 9, 1 through 6, when Jesus had called the 12 together, he gave them power and authority to drive out all demons and to cure diseases, and he sent them out to proclaim the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. He told them, take nothing for the journey, no staff, no bag, no bread, no money, no extra shirt. Whatever house you enter, stay there until you leave that town. If people do not welcome you, leave their town, shake the dust off your feet as a testimony against them. So they set out and went from village to village, proclaiming the good news and healing people everywhere. You see, as believers, we must do both outreach and evangelism. They're both necessary in our walks. If we don't do outreach, how are we ever going to tell people about Christ? If we don't do outreach, how will people see the love of God and listen to what we have to say? Outreach gives you the right to evangelize. It gives you the right to help. You can't spiritually help somebody if you're not helping meet their physical needs. Jesus preaching in parables was a simple way to evangelize. It was a simple way to take that message to the community in a way they could understand. He was meeting their spiritual needs at that time. But he also healed the sick, and he also fed thousands with 2 fish and 5 loaves. People came from everywhere because they heard of his outreach and the message he provided to them. So what he physically did for them and what he spiritually did for them, that's what they came for. That 2 fish and 5 loaves, that's part of meeting the physical needs of people. I think it's important that we understand the differences and that we plan according based on the needs of the community. You remember I said at the beginning that I had read this book called The Conspiracy of Kindness. I recommend you go buy it and you read it. You know, get it from the library, get it on Audible, buy it from Amazon. I don't care where you get it, but it's a good book, and it'll make you look at things a different way. Even if you just go to the park with a cooler full of water, which it even talks about in the book, and just give them bottled water. You don't even have to say anything to them. Just say, I love you. If they ask, what's this about? Well, you know, Christ loves you. And maybe they'll ask some more questions. Maybe they'll just say thank you. Maybe it will be the one thing that somebody needed. Maybe they were praying for a sign. And you're the sign because of the outreach. Don't be afraid to do it. Don't let fear stop you from showing the love of Christ to people in your community. Look, it's Rick with the Nomad Pastor. I hope you enjoyed the message, right? If you like them, you know, go to the podcast platform of choice and subscribe. Share it with your friends. You know, pray that this ministry, you know, we don't know where it's going to go. I think this is going to be episode 20, maybe. It's crazy to me that we've done 20 weeks already. But just add me to your prayers. Add me to your prayers that this is going to grow and it's going to bring people to start asking questions the way I did. And that here I am today. If you like it, give me a thumbs up. Give me a like or, you know, 4 or 5 stars. And if you have questions or if you want to be interviewed and you want to be on the podcast, send me a message at hello@nomadpastor.org. And if you go to nomadpastor.org, there's a contact form there, right? You can listen to it there as well. You know, eventually we're going to start doing weekly devotions on top of the podcast. And, you know, if you're interested in helping with that, let me know. I'd love to just get more people involved. Again, thanks for your time and you guys have a blessed week.